Welcome to the GERS Update, your weekly news and information report. I'm Lorraine Morton, Public Information Officer and Director of Communication and Member Education for the Government Employees Retirement System. We are happy to inform you that the 2019 Member Education Workshop schedule has been published and is now available on our website, as well as we shared it with all departmental agency HR officers. In order to maximize the program and its effectiveness, we made a few adjustments. Previously, all workshops featured the same presenters, such as health insurance, Medicare, Social Security, IRB, United Healthcare, energy, etc. So what we did a few years ago was to change the workshop names so as to focus discussions based on whatever stage a member was at, meaning if a member wanted general information as to what benefits and or resources were available to them, that workshop was titled Pre-Retirement. We continue with the pre-retirement workshop where we offer general benefit information. Now, for members who are few years away from retirement, we offer what we call the Countdown to Retirement Workshop. That's where our discussions and presentations are more focused on getting the member to start getting their affairs in order, assessing their years of service, and ensuring that they are in fact have, that they do in fact have the years of service they say they have, getting them to really start nailing down the specifics, such as paying any contributions owed, securing any missing NOPAs, and addressing employment gaps, etc. This workshop features representatives from the GERS, Health Insurance Office, Social Security Office, Energy Office, as well as a health professional. For members absolutely on their way out, we titled yet another workshop, Transitioning to Retirement. This is where members are being guided through the process. We're pointing them to the places and people they would need to see or go to. In other words, they're guided through the various application and other retirement processes. This workshop features representatives from the GERS, the Group Health Office, United Healthcare, IRB, and Medicare. Note that in each of these workshops, we incorporated two key and very critical focus areas. That's financial planning and healthful living. Because all the money in the world means absolutely nothing if you have poor health. But also, you need money to take care of your affairs, your family, and your health. Simply put, we would all like to be able to maintain or surpass the lifestyle we have grown accustomed to during our working careers. Finally, we also host an interactive, hands-on financial planning workshop for persons who are genuinely interested in getting their financial affairs in order. This workshop is facilitated by a financial expert who brings to the table a wealth of knowledge and information. For your information, we also participate in the Division of Personnel's new employee orientation. In this forum, new employees coming into government service get firsthand information about the retirement system and an overview of their benefits. The program's mission is to motivate members to utilize all available resources and their knowledge to actively plan for the financial, social, and emotional challenges of retirement. Our goals: to prepare members for retirement, to reduce anxiety, to have accessibility to all resources, to have an awareness of issues and timeliness in planning, and to have a positive outlook. We also hope to have members look at all options, and most importantly, to be able to integrate retirement benefits with retirement life. On another note, we would like to remind you that if you have a change in your status, if you get married, you get a divorce, if your spouse or your child died, if you have a newborn or would simply like to add someone as your beneficiary, that you should immediately update your designation form. This may be done by visiting our website or by coming into our office. The online form is fillable, but must be printed in order that it can be signed and notarized. If you complete the form prior to bringing it to the office, it must be notarized. The form must be completed in its entirety and must include the correct spelling of your and your beneficiary or beneficiary's names, the date of birth, social security number, and current mailing address for your beneficiaries. Note, if you have a minor child and it is your intention or desire to leave your contributions for that child or children, it is suggested that you seek counsel to determine the best way in which to ensure that the monies would go to and for the care of your minor child or children. Members, for your information, you may access your GERS tax forms online in your member self-service account. That would be Form 1099-R and Form 1099-INT. When it's available, the Form 1099-INT, which is the interest income statement, will be issued by February 15th. The Form 1099-R and Form 1098 have been sent out in the mail. And now for our upcoming events, the retiree pay dates for February are the 15th and the 28th. There will be a pre-retirement workshop on February 13th on St. Thomas and February 20th on St. Croix. This workshop provides, again, basic general information about the GERS, the group health office, and other related resources. To register, give us a call at 776-7703-4718-5480. The next business meeting of the GERS Board of Trustees is scheduled for February 28th on St. Croix and will be streamed live on GERS's YouTube channel. We invite you to tune in next week, same time, same place, for another GERS update. In the meantime, visit us at www.usbigers.com. Follow us on Twitter or like us on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you for tuning in.